Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Cabinet is meeting soon in the next half hour. It's due to meet about 10 o'clock to sign off on this. So we are going to get the green light to move into phase two because the numbers, even though they're a little bit up, the or not number, which tells you how the case is spreading, was slightly up this week after phase one, but not a huge amount. It's still below one, which is a good indicator for the government. And so they're going to give the go-ahead to go to phase two, but also to bring forward a couple of bits from phase three to phase two.
Like what? So, what are the ones that we're jumping?
So the three kind of big ones that we're looking at there is one, the playgrounds should be able to reopen where they can be properly supervised and properly cleaned. So that'll be good news for parents if you can bring kids along to them and they'll be properly managed. They're also looking at...
That's sure I want to be in a playground right now. Go on. Don't touch that! Stop handling the swing! Oh my God, don't lean on the monkey bars! Yeah! I think I'd be a bit freaked out.
Well, there's other people who just be like, just get out of the house, please.
Yeah. Do something.
Yeah, don't get care what you touch.
The other one is going to be big retail stores. So always from phase two, the smaller shops, closed shops, for example, are going to be allowed to open. But under this, the big ones will be allowed to open as well, as long as they've got a street side entrance. So the likes of H&M, Zara, IKEA, those kind of shops will be allowed to reopen again.
Pennies.
Except when they're in a shopping centre. Pennies would be allowed to reopen, but from what I've heard, they're not going to reopen on Monday. I think they might need a little bit more time because a couple of retailers have been caught a bit on the hop. They were expecting, obviously, not to have to open for another 3 weeks, and so are now looking into how do we make it safe for people to reopen, how can we look after people queuing and all that.
What about the queuing aspects? Retail parks?
Sorry.
Is everything in a retail park going to be open?
I'm not 100% sure on everything in it, but I think most things, once they have their own outdoor entrance, will be allowed to reopen. The only real exception that's going to be made to it is the likes of the shopping centres.
Yeah.
Where you're inside, because what they don't want is huge queues of people snaking through an indoor area where it's easier for the virus to spread. But if a shop has an outdoor entrance of its own that it can get people in, that should be allowed to reopen from Monday.
Yeah, I've been in a couple of retail parks. I was in one or two last week, and yeah, like most things were open already, like from phase one, if you know what I mean, from whenever they kind of let the hardware stores and all that open. So a lot of strange, like Halfords was open, I presume they offer certain things that qualified, or Home Store and More was open because they were selling, they weren't selling their homewares, but they were selling other stuff that they sell that qualified.
Yeah, there's been lots of asterisks.
Yeah.
But obviously a lot of those will disappear.
You said IKEA there, Sean, sorry. So like, now we saw in the UK during the week that when they opened them, the entire car park, and everyone knows how big IKEA car parks are, but the entire car park was people, humans queuing, because they snaked the queues that way, and it was literally a full car park of people.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, this was the big fear. Remember last time there was talk in IKEA, I think, were preparing to open last time, and it kind of got cancelled last minute when they made the whole homeware hardware thing distinction. That's one of the things the government was worried about, that you're going to have these massive, massive queues of people, no matter where, be it IKEA or everywhere. And the Health Minister, Simon Harris, was talking. There was a cabinet meeting last night as well. And after it, he was saying, look, just because everything is opening on Monday does not mean you need to go to everything on Monday. We're only allowed to do this and allowed to then eventually go on to phase three and phase four if people have a bit of cop on and they're a bit responsible with it. You know, you don't need to be queuing at 7 o'clock outside IKEA on Monday for whatever you need or wherever it is. And if people have are a bit sensible, as
hear
most
that,
people
Dave?
Have been through it.
Yeah, I'm an IKEA addict, and I would love to, but I won't, because it isn't the right thing to do. Like, and you can order online. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't need to physically go in there at the moment, and I can ease my IKEA addiction slowly over the coming months is how I plan on doing it.
It's kind of interesting how retail is going to change as well, because only people have gotten used to buying things online. I'm looking at the moment at the shelves I bought 2 weeks ago that are very badly put together. So I would have loved someone else to do that for me, but it's okay. We'll get by on.
What about meeting up with people? Obviously, people have been kind of jumping the gun on the rules a little bit over the last couple of weeks. If you've been out and about, everyone has seen that. But what officially are we allowed to do in terms of meeting friends, where we can go, what we can do?
So the new change from Monday will be you can meet in groups of up to four people, not from your own household, inside a house. So the rule technically, even though not a lot of people were observing it, from phase one was you could meet in groups of four outside. Now you can do that inside as long as you maintain social distancing, wear proper, you know, face mask or gloves or whatever, and keep well spaced out from each other. So you can go in and visit your mother, father, granny, granddad, whoever, who you haven't seen in a while, even if they've been cocooning, as long as you're careful about it and you space out a little bit. And the other one, in terms of the sadder gatherings we've been having in terms of funerals, the limit on the number of people who've been attending them are going to be is going to be increased as well. It's been 10, and from what I've heard, it's going to rise to somewhere in the kind of 25 to 30 region, but people will still be asked, look, if you're not direct family, don't go and don't be crowding it out. But it will perhaps give a little more comfort to those who had to grieve in this time, which has been particularly hard.
What about visiting our parents, our grandparents? Is that, you know, can we call over and go into their house and sit down and watch telly, or what's happening there? Is it the same rules apply?
It's the same rules apply. So it'll be, look, everyone's kind of asked to be responsible on it. You're told you can go into the house if you want, so you can go in and sit down. You should still stay 2 metres away from them and you know, not be going up and hugging or sitting on top of them for the whole thing. And you probably shouldn't stay in there for the whole day. You should stay for small periods of time. They haven't defined what that is exactly, but a bit of common sense. If you're not, as long as you're not, you know, on top of each other for the entire day inside and risk spreading the virus to them that way, then you're okay to go in and visit them again.
What about summer camps?
Yeah, there's some talk that summer camps are going to get the go-ahead to restart. We haven't got the detail as to how exactly they'll work, because obviously summer camps, I mean, they're a hotbed for spreading the virus. Literally everything you do would be easy to spread it. But this is something the government does want to get back up and running. They've stressed that the measures they're putting in today, they want to really aim at two groups. And one is the elderly who've been cocooning for the last few months and have found it particularly hard. And the other is children who are perhaps going to be off school for 6-7 months at this stage, who might be climbing up the walls, who aren't able to see each other and who are finding it difficult. And so there's some measure in relation to summer camps being allowed to reopen with various safety protocols in place. And that's going to be announced later today.
I would sign my kids up for chess, Lego, pitch and putt, swimming. Doesn't matter what it is. GAA, just go and do the summer camp. Sean, the COVID payment, the unemployment payment, that's going to change slightly as well, isn't it?
It is. So it's going to be extended most likely until August, both the wage subsidy scheme and the COVID payment, and how long it ultimately lasts, because obviously a lot of businesses and people wondering, you know, is this going to suddenly disappear? That's probably going to be kicked to the next government, but it's going to be there till at least the end of the summer. There will be a change to the rates. So from what I understand, if someone was earning less than €200 a week before this, maybe if they were working part-time or whatever, they're going to see their cut from 350 a week to 203 a week, back in line with what Job Seekers was. If there was anyone who was working full-time or earning more than €200 a week before they lost their job and before the pandemic started, they're going to be kept on the €350 payment. Right. So that seems to be the breakdown of how it's going to work. But there will be a change in the rates, because some people were saying, obviously, there were kids doing 5 hours a week in a pub or whatever, and they were on the same rate. And that's basically what the government's looking to change.
Dave, I know you're very keen to buy a limousine bull.
Yes.
You want to put it in your back garden.
As soon as I can, yeah.
Marts will be reopening. Oh. That's good news for you. Sports clubs as well.
1,500 for a bullock.
Sports clubs are going to be able to hold training sessions. So a lot of sports fans and, you know, members of GAA and soccer clubs and everything else, very eager to get back on a pitch and have some fun. But there'll be no matches. Is that the case?
Yeah, no matches, but training can come back as long as it is non-contact. So sports like rugby might have an issue. You can do skills training, but probably not full tackling or whatever. And there will need to be proper social distancing as well. And the high-performance athletes as well, where they can, are going to be allowed to go back to training. So any of them who were training, for example, for the Olympics this summer, that's no longer happening.
Oh, that's good news for me, Sean. I'm a high-performance athlete. I can get back to training just sitting on my couch and lifting my arm with the remote control. I can't wait.
I've seen you bombing around for Marnock. You've been training anyway.
And of course, 5K to 20K, that's the big one as well. Yeah. I think we've got everything there.
Yeah, pretty much, Sean. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your new 20K limits and your IKEA trips.
Is there a chance we're going to make face masks mandatory on public transport, do you think, like the UK?
So no, this is where we've had a big difference with the UK and with a lot of other places, where they've been calling for it to be mandatory. And some political parties, the Greens, for example, are calling for it to be mandatory, because at the moment you can only get 15 or 17 people on a Dublin bus, for example, or in a train carriage, which is going to be a problem as more and more people get back to work. Because from hearing, even anecdotally, there's bus drivers that when they're full, they're just zooming by, even though they only have 15 people on. And there's kind of a thinking you can get more people on if everyone wore face masks. But the government has said it doesn't intend to make it mandatory at the moment. Tony Houlihan has said the same, that it remains a recommendation and that people really should do it, but they're not going to make it a legal requirement, no.
Okay. All right, we've got everything we need. Sean Defoe, thank God Munster wasn't the right answer for WMM, or it would have been very embarrassing. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, guys.
Have good luck. Later.
Bye. Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.